A Captain's Duty, Somali Pirates, Navy SEALs, and Dangerous Days at Sea, by Richard Phillips, with Stephen Talty. Narrated by George K. Wilson. Copyright 2010 by Richard Phillips. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Richard Phillips, care of Creative Artists Agency, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. The heat of the lifeboat had become completely unbearable. The last drops of cool ocean water from my escape attempt had evaporated off my skin hours ago, and even though it was 2 in the morning, the heat was radiating off the hull and pressing down on me. I felt as if I were sitting on top of the equator. I'd stripped down to my khakis and socks, but I couldn't even put my feet on the deck because it was boiling hot. My ribs and arms were aching, too, from the beating the pirates had given me, absolutely batshit furious that their million-dollar American hostage had almost gotten away. I could see the lights of the Navy ship through the aft hatch, dipping up and down on the ocean swells astern, about 1/2 mile away. I'd almost made it. If the moon hadn't been so bright, the pirates would never have spotted me. I should have been drinking a cold beer in the captain's quarters right now, telling my adventure story to 1/2 the crew, and waiting for my call home to go through. The ship looked gigantic out there. It was like a piece of home floating so close it seemed unreal. It appeared to be a destroyer, which meant they had enough firepower to blow 1,000 pirate ships back to Mogadishu.